Joining us now, he is the Brewers Assistant General Manager, Matt Klein, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I was just talking about Sal Frelick and his struggles at the plate and the fact that if and when Garrett Mitchell comes back, and I think I had heard somewhere around June, whatever the case may be, that you guys are going to be in a situation to have to make a decision with the outfielders. And Yelich obviously stays, but Churio's been struggling. Perkins has been struggling. Frelick's been struggling as well. Does the idea of what you're willing to kind of go through in a rebuilding year versus what you're willing to go through in a year in which you're competing for the division matter at this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's always a factor is how players are performing today and in the in the current time frame. But also, I think we pride ourselves on taking a look at the player's holistic performance. So, just because somebody may be struggling on one side of the ball, they can absolutely be helping you win games on the other side of the ball. So, we will certainly make those decisions once Garrett is back. But it's also true that these things tend to work themselves out one way or another.
What about the aspect of contracts and where that's at? Everybody made a big deal when Jackson Holliday got sent down, obviously, for the Orioles. You've got your own Jackson in Churio, but he signed that gigantic contract prior to the year. How does that play into whether or not you're going to allow him to stay up here or possibly get sent down at some point?
I think we tend to make these decisions really based on talent and skill and how you're helping the team. The contract is what it is, and we obviously signed it, and we're very excited about it, and we're excited about Jackson in a lot of ways. But, a contract is not going to dictate who plays and when they play.
Talking with Matt Klein, the Milwaukee Brewers Assistant General Manager, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fancy. Sparky Fife with you. Let's talk about some of the positives of this team. Bryce Turang struggled a little bit last year offensively, and is taking a gigantic leap this year. Offensively, is this more of what you thought you were getting when you drafted him?
Yeah, it is. I think to a man, we would tell you he may even be exceeding those expectations right now. I mean, what he has done is just absolutely tremendous on both sides of the ball. Look, he's playing Gold Glove caliber defense at second base. He's emerged as now our new leadoff hitter. And what he has done is a big credit to the work that he has put in, especially on the strength side. I mean, the guy went out this offseason, added some serious muscle, and I think it's really showing in his offensive performance thus far.
Another guy that's standing out offensively, obviously, is William Contreras. That trade might be the biggest heist of all time in Brewers history at this point. How you get him for what you were able to give up, plus Piamps as well in the deal. Talk about Contreras and how he's progressed since you've gotten him.
Yeah, what William's doing right now is unbelievable. I mean, the guy is playing at an MVP level. He's helping us win, again, on both sides of the ball, just like we touched on earlier, which is something that we really focus on as an organization. Look, I think when we acquired him, he was somebody that the industry saw as an offensive contributor, and there were some questions about his defense, and I think he's, to his credit, he put in a ton of work to improve the defense. And now he's taking his offense to yet another level, and we are benefiting from that.
When we talk about this Brewers team and in the past being a small market, obviously you've seen star players one after another get traded out of Milwaukee. And as a fan, I'm not going to say you get numb to it or get used to it, but that's kind of, I guess, how it is at this point. And guys going into the last year of their deals, I think also plays into that, where you just expect that person to be traded. Now, I can think of one stud in Prince Fielder who was in the last year of his deal. They were competing at that point, to kind of go to a World Series. They were that good at that point. They didn't trade him. They let him play it out and then essentially lost him in free agency. Where is the thinking going this year as far as this team and moving a guy maybe in the last year of his deal like a Willy Adames? Does it all come down to where you are in the standings?
No, I don't think it's only ever about one factor. Frankly, Willie is a tremendously important part of this team. And we expect him to be here, and to help us win. I mean, because that's really where our sights are this year. It's how do we win in 2024? And look, our reality is what it is in terms of market size and resources. So oftentimes that certainly forces tough decisions. But those decisions are made on a case-by-case basis, and there's no hard and fast rule about how we're going to treat any certain situation.
But when you talk about this team and where it's at, I mean, depth-wise, all y'all do is draft shortstops and middle of the field guys, and then pitch them around to wherever you want them. That was David Stern's philosophy, at least when he was here. So, I mean, you've got Ortiz, you've got Terang, you've got guys coming behind them in the organization. I would guess to say that that's probably one of your stronger points of the organization right now is up the middle defense.
Yeah, it's funny how that tends to work itself out, right? I mean, at the amateur level all the way up to the pro level, tends to be that your best athletes on the field are playing up the middle. So if we're drafting and developing up the middle guys, they have the ability to move around as the needs of the team would dictate. So when you have players like that, and you have players who are selfless and willing to move around a little bit for the good of the team, it just puts us in a great position to have not only success right now, but also into the future.
Talk with Matt Klein, Milwaukee Brewers assistant GM here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fife with you. Talk about the starting pitching a little bit. Wade Miley went out, pretty much ripped my heart out at that point because I thought he was a pivotal piece for this rotation, to compete to win this division and playoffs and so forth. Obviously, there's Freddie Peralta and Colin Ray, obviously, I think has performed exceptionally well to this point. And then I think there's a lot of question marks about what this thing looks like kind of the rest of the year and what you have coming behind these guys that are up now at the major league level. Any thoughts or conversations about making a move for another starting pitcher earlier than normal? We've already seen one or two trades already happen in Major League Baseball. Anything like that get discussed after the Miley injury?
I mean, look, the honest answer is we never stop discussing ways to make this team better. I think guys like Freddie have done a tremendous job. Joe Ross has come in and done a very good job. Colin Ray, we were happy to retain this offseason. And then you've seen guys, step up, like a Tobias Myers who makes his major league debut, or a Robert Gasser who just debuted this past week and did a tremendous job. So look, we're always going to be looking at ways to improve this team. And if those opportunities present themselves, then we're not going to limit ourselves to a portion of the calendar to capitalize on those opportunities.
Hey, does your philosophy change when you're at a point in the season where you didn't think you would be prior going into the season?
I don't think so. I mean, look, we always plan for different scenarios. But as you know, I mean, our goal every year is to win. Like, mm-hmm. We build these teams to win, and we engage in transactional behavior in a way that sets us up to be a sustainable winner. So are we ever going to be, a team that, enters a boom and bust cycle or, puts all the chips in for 1 year? I don't think so. That's just not the behavior that we engage in. But we're absolutely here to win in a sustainable way. And look, if the scenario changes or things go, better or worse than we would anticipate, then yeah, we can absolutely pivot. We try to stay flexible and then just make the best decisions that we possibly can as they arise.
Matt, can you give us an update as far as where Garrett Mitchell, they didn't trade him, they let him play it out and then essentially lost him in free agency. Where is the thinking going this year as far as this team and moving a guy maybe in the last year of his deal like a Willy Adames? Does it all come down to where you are in the standings?
No, I don't think it's only ever about one factor. Frankly, Willie is a tremendously important part of this team. And we expect him to be here, and to help us win. I mean, because that's really where our sights are this year. It's how do we win in 2024? And look, our reality is what it is in terms of market size and resources. So oftentimes that certainly forces tough decisions. But those decisions are made on a case-by-case basis, and there's no hard and fast rule about how we're going to treat any certain situation.
But when you talk about this team and where it's at, I mean, depth-wise, all y'all do is draft shortstops and middle of the field guys and then pitch them around to wherever you want them. That was David Stern's philosophy, at least when he was here. So, I mean, you've got Ortiz, you've got Terang, you've got guys coming behind them in the organization. I would guess to say that that's probably one of your stronger points of the organization right now is up the middle defense.
Yeah, it's funny how that tends to work itself out, right? I mean, you know, at the amateur level all the way up to the pro level, tends to be that your best athletes on the field are playing up the middle. So if we're drafting and developing up the middle guys, they have the ability to move around as the needs of the team would dictate. You know, so when you have players like that, and you have players who are selfless and willing to move around a little bit for the good of the team, it just puts us in a great position to have not only, you know, success right now, but also into the future.
Talk with Matt Klein, Milwaukee Brewers assistant GM here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Fife with you. Talk about the starting pitching a little bit. Wade Miley went out, pretty much ripped my heart out at that point because I thought he was a pivotal piece for this rotation, you know, to compete to win this division and playoffs and so forth. Obviously, there's Freddie Peralta and Colin Ray, obviously, I think has performed exceptionally well to this point. And then I think there's a lot of question marks about what this thing looks like kind of the rest of the year and what you have coming behind these guys that are up now at the major league level. Any thoughts or conversations about making a move for another starting pitcher earlier than normal? We've already seen one or two trades already happen in Major League Baseball. Anything like that get discussed after the Miley injury?
I mean, look, the honest answer is we never stop discussing ways to make this team better. I think guys like Freddie have done a tremendous job. You know, Joe Ross has come in and done a very good job. Colin Ray, we were happy to retain this offseason. And then you've seen guys, you know, step up, like a Tobias Myers who makes his major league debut, or a Robert Gasser who just debuted this past week and did a tremendous job. So look, we're always going to be looking at ways to improve this team. And if those opportunities present themselves, then we're not going to limit ourselves to a portion of the calendar to capitalize on those opportunities.
Hey, does your philosophy change when you're at a point in the season where you didn't think you would be prior going into the season?
I don't think so. I mean, look, we always plan for different scenarios. But as you know, I mean, our goal every year is to win. Like, mm-hmm. We build these teams to win, and we engage in transactional behavior in a way that sets us up to be a sustainable winner. So are we ever going to be, you know, a team that, enters a boom and bust cycle or, you know, puts all the chips in for 1 year? I don't think so. That's just not the behavior that we engage in. But we're absolutely here to win in a sustainable way. And look, if the scenario changes or things go, you know, better or worse than we would anticipate, then yeah, we can absolutely pivot. We try to stay flexible and then just make the best decisions that we possibly can as they arise.
Matt, can you give us an update as far as where Garrett Mitchell and Devin Williams are right now, injury-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it earlier, like Garrett is working his way back. He should be hopefully back here at some point in June, as you mentioned. And then on Devin, it's really the same timeline that has been put out there publicly. It's, you know, we're hoping for some time around the All-Star break or shortly thereafter.
So when we talk about where we are as an organization right now, you have the draft coming up. You kind of deviated a little bit from the middle of the lineup stuff. Some bigger type dudes like Brock Wilkin and some taller type players that play on the corners in the previous draft. Do philosophies change year to year based on kind of what the farm system looks like, maybe as much as what the major league team looks like? I think it's more the farm system personally, but does that change year to year as far as how you go in? Because the draft is so long. It's not like it's the NBA where it's two rounds and the guys play right away. It's a much different scenario in baseball than the NFL or NBA.
No, you know, it really doesn't. I think one of the worst mistakes you can probably make is to try to draft for need in baseball, because it takes the players, even the best players take a year or two or three to get to the big league level. So our philosophy is really consistent. It just take the best player available who's going to help us maximize our total output in that draft. And Todd Johnson and his department do an incredible job of helping us maximize the draft every year.
Love Todd Johnson. Fan favorite I am of Todd Johnson. Matt, thank you so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. And continued success, man. You guys are rolling.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There is Matt Klein, Milwaukee Brewers assistant general manager here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.